3 weeks ago.
Rook to c5. Checkmate.
Ah. You win again, Charles. As you always do. Another game?
Perhaps another time. I have to get back to the school. We are training new X-Men.
New X-Men? What happened to the old ones?
They decided to move on.
Did they now? Perhaps they finally got tired of your dream, Charles. The life you offered.
They simply wanted to move on with their lives, like most people their age.
So they're all gone. Scott? Jean?
Scott has remained.
Of course he has. Your perfect soldier. Can I meet them? Your new X-Men?
You can see anyone you like. Visit any time you like. Once I know you won't try to kill them, or anyone else, and will not try to recruit other mutants for your cause.
Ah. So the only way I will ever leave this plastic prison and see another human face that is not yours, Moira, or that ghastly manservant she employed, is if I bow down to the mighty Charles Xavier. Say what you will about other military generals, Charles. At least they had the courage to hang the losers of their wars.
Goodbye, Eric.
Banshee.
What?
One of your new X-Men is Sean Cassidy. He has been gone for weeks.
I'll see you in a few months.
I look forward to our next match, Charles. You won again this time, but I will prepare. Perhaps next time it will be me coming out on top,
Xavier doesn't say a word, just turns his head back towards the doorway and wheels his plastic chair out, leaving Eric alone.
X-Men Season 1, Episode 7, Checkmate.
Now, in the study of Charles Xavier.
Yes? Charles Xavier?
Hello, Charles.
Eric, where are you calling from? How did you get a phone?
I'm standing in the main control room of Muir Island. I didn't get a chance to see much of it before. Very impressive.
How did you get out of your cell? Where is Moira?
She returned a few days ago. Don't worry. I kept her comfortable. Her and the boy.
How long?
Almost 4 days now.
Just before the Sentinel attack.
Ah, yes. I heard about that on the news. Moira told me how you and Cassidy sent her home for her own protection. Charles, sending the woman out of danger. How old-fashioned of you. Shame danger was waiting for her. Good thing, though. Jamie and I were getting bored.
What do you want? Why are you still there?
Because you owe me that rematch, Charles. At least your X-Men do. I do so want to meet these new ones. And while I'm sure that you would find me eventually, I wanted to make sure it was sooner rather than later. I did call yesterday and the day before, but there was no answer.
We were occupied.
Well, now you're not. You have 24 hours, Charles. 24 hours, and if I don't see the sight of that jet of yours,
then I will have to start making sacrifices. After all, she is only human.
They will be there, Eric.
Good. Oh, and Charles?
What?
Thank you for keeping my tire in storage. My helmet was a little harder to fish from the sea, but it is a wonder what polish can do. Tell your new X-Men I'm looking forward to meeting them.
As Xavier slams down the phone, his alien guest appears from the far doorway.
Charles, what is wrong?
An old enemy, Lilandra, my dear. Hold on one moment. Hear me, my X-Men. I need to see you all at once.
Professor, what is it?
Magneto.
Oh, no.
An hour later, the last of the group arrive. Storm landing from the sky just as Peter and a very different-looking Kurt Wagner also arrive.
Unglaublich! This image inducer is truly amazing. It makes me look like everyone else. I was able to live among normal people, do normal things for the first time. It was incredible.
You will have to thank Leandra for it. Again. Although, I think you should find an image that is less... familiar.
What? What's wrong with what I look like now?
You model after American movie star.
Errol Flynn. I like it.
And you, Aurora. How was your day?
Most enjoyable. Thank you, Peter. I spent the afternoon with Jean. I never realized how much I enjoyed her company until now.
Da. A shame you had to cut it short.
Jean needed to leave too. She spoke of visiting her parents.
Of course. How will she explain, certain things?
That, Kurt, I do not believe she even knows.
Perhaps next time we could visit the city together. If you would like to.
I would like that, Peter. Now, let us go inside. The professor sounded urgent in his summons. And, Kurt, you should not have to change your appearance to be like everyone else. You are perfect just the way you are.
Tell that to the children who run, screaming from the demon. This device is a godsend. I wonder what other wonders the Shi'ar have like it.
Many, dear Kurt. I used that device to hide from my brother. Now I have no need of it, and you seem to enjoy it.
What else do you have with you?
Perhaps we should go and speak with Charles, deal with this Magneto first. I promise to show you my ship and everything on it when you return.
Of course.
That Amanda, she seemed very fond of you.
She did, didn't she?
Minutes later.
I know that you have just returned from our extraterrestrial mission yesterday, but this cannot wait. Magneto has Moira. We haven't a moment to lose.
Damn right we don't. Let's move, now!
Sean, wait.
Wait? You heard the man. Every second that we waste, Moira is in danger.
Yes, and trust me, I know what that feels like. But we need a plan. Magneto is...
I remember.
You said he has his helmet again?
Yes.
Then we should take Jean. She's the only person short of yourself who can take him out.
No. Jean needs time to adjust to her new self. And she is no longer an X-Man.
But she would want to go. At least let me call her and ask.
I said no, Mr. Summers. Besides, I believe she will be with her family by now.
Then how do you suggest we beat him?
Scott, you have defeated the worst that this world, and beyond, has to offer. You new X-Men are some of the most powerful beings on this planet. You will find a way.
All right. Let's suit up and get down to the Blackbird people.
You heard him, folks. Move it!
Xavier sits back in his chair, his mind filled with both doubt and fear, as he watches his X-Men go into battle once again.
Okay, people, listen up. Magneto is like nothing else we have faced so far.
We faced living islands and an alien empire. He's just one guy.
Magneto was able to outwit and outpower the old team on every occasion. The only reason we lived is because...
is because you didn't have me. He may have wiped the floor with your old gang, leader man, but they weren't us.
And there are more of us than on the original team.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Sean?
You have no idea what this guy's like. I watched him destroy an entire squad of Sentinels with his bare hands, alone. And the last time I checked, Peter, me boy, you turn into metal. And you, Shorty, have it in your hands.
Watch it, Irish.
The point is that we're unprepared and handicapped. We'd have a better chance if you two idiots would stay here on the plane.
That's it.
Sit down, Wolverine. Now. And you, Sean, calm down.
Whatever.
Look, Banshee may be letting his emotions get the best of him, but he's right. Colossus, you need to stay in human form until I say otherwise. And Wolverine, keep those claws inside those gloves of yours. Now, Storm, my plan starts with you.
Hovering high above Muir Island, Magneto waits. He has done this for the last 4 days. Before, it was to meditate, to calm his thoughts. Now, he prepares himself to do battle. Magneto's eyes flick open as he hears the sounds of a familiar jet. He then raises himself further into the clear blue sky and holds out his arms, ready to strike. Aboard the jet, the clouds part. The group sees the hovering form in the distance from their viewports.
Whoa, I'm reducing speed.
What? I thought we came here to fight the guy.
He'll tear this crate apart piece by piece as soon as we're in range with us in it. We have to block his line of sight. Storm?
As you see.
Magneto is then taken off his game as a thick fog comes from seemingly nowhere, covering the previously clear skies and surrounding him, cutting off his sight of the target.
What? Good. He can't grab what he can't see. Taking her in nice and slow. Strap in, people. We're landing.
The X-Men file out down the rampway, touching ground with the landing pad and looking around in all directions, the thick fog still obscuring their vision, but keeping them hidden as well.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Summers.
Remember, Peter, stay as you are until I say so. The rest of you be careful.
Summers.
Let's move, X-Men.
Cyclops!
What?
I can't move.
Your arms?
No. I probably should have mentioned this, but... my hands ain't the only part of me with metal in them.
What?
Thought he'd have trouble locking onto my kind of metal. Guess I figured wrong.
Wolverine, no!
My God!
The group stand back wide-eyed as Wolverine rises up to float in the air before them, then is turned and tossed away like trash, flung across the pad and out of sight into the fog.
Wolverine!
I think I need my eyes to sense metal.
Storm, clear this fog.
Storm's eyes grow white as the fog swirls and begins to dissipate, but not soon enough. They look with a start as the Blackbird now begins moving, slowly at first, and then faster and faster before finally turning tail over cockpit, tipping and crashing down towards them.
Move!
All are able to get out of dodge just in time as the stealth jet crashes upside down onto the concrete where they stood. Scott standing as a tail fin breaks off and flies for him. He tries to blast it, but misses, the shrapnel taking him out.
Cyclops!
Storm turns, looking up into the air where Magneto now comes down into view and takes to the air herself. She uses the wind as her ally, rising up to meet her foe.
Impressive. And who might you be?
You may call me Storm.
With that, she raises her arms, the clouds growing angry, thunder crashing, followed by a blast of lightning down towards Magneto. Just able to avoid at the last moment, and then brings up an arm, throwing another piece of debris from the plane into her.
Ah! Why you...
Banshee lets out a deafening scream, Magneto crying out as it rattles his helmet around his ears, making it worse. But he then brings a ripped-off piece of the island over into Banshee now, knocking him down.
Peter, we have to do something. We're losing. Badly.
I cannot transform. I will be no good to you.
Then throw me. You can still do that, can't you?
The two shoot a look towards the edge of the platform where Wolverine is running, claws out, running right into Colossus, who throws him with a fastball special, sending him flying up for Magneto, claws out for him.
Oh, really?
Magneto opens his hand, stopping Logan in mid-flight.
Crap.
He then swings Logan up, using him as a battering ram into Storm. Knocking her from out of the air and then tossing him down hard towards his allies on the ground, taking Cyclops down again as he tries to fire.
Watch out, Summers!
Storm, thankfully just able to bring up a strong gust of wind to catch herself and lower to the ground in relative safety. Rising up to look over at the others.
Is that all you have? You new X-Men are a remarkable disappointment.
Magneto says as he lowers himself now to settle upon the roof of the tallest facility tower.
Not quite.
Kurt teleports himself up behind Magneto, onto his shoulders and grabs his helmet head, pulling it back to take it off. But Magneto is able to elbow him in the gut, and then turns, ripping a panel of the roof off behind Nightcrawler and towards him. Nightcrawler is just able to teleport back to the ground in time. Peter looks on, agitated, conflicted.
Sorry, Scott. I have no choice.
First a man with metal inside him. Now one with it around him. Charles, you have outdone yourself with these ones.
Magneto throws up his hand, lifting Colossus from the ground and sending him flying backwards into the last of the X-Men that remain standing.
No!
Well, I tire of this. If there is no one else, I believe that is the game to me. Tell Charles I said so. Tell him... check.
With that, Magneto outstretches his arms and pushes off gravity itself, bringing himself into the air and then up into the clouds. Scott and Sean, having recovered, run forward, Sean going to scream, Scott to blast. But he is long gone.
No! Damn it!
I do not understand. Why just leave? Why not finish us?
Because he is making the point that he doesn't have to, that we can't beat him.
The X-Men head inside, finding Moira MacTaggert and her assistant Jamie Madrox locked in Magneto's former cell. Having recovered them, they all now walk back towards the main facility.
Sorry, guys. The security cameras went down. I didn't see him until he was already on me. Turned the whole facility against me before I could make a move. Took out 10 of me before I went down.
10 of you?
Yeah, kind of my thing. They call me Multiple Man.
I can see why.
He freed the rest of the prisoners too.
Surprised he released Toad after what happened.
No, it wasn't Magneto. When I asked him how he got out, he told me that a man calling himself Shakara or something had broken in.
Shikari?
Cyclops stops in mid-stride.
Damn, he really did do his homework.
What? The alien spy guy let all these go as well?
He released Juggernaut for the same reason.
Then why not recruit them also? Have the entirety of them attack us at the mansion?
Perhaps they said no.
I don't see Magneto taking orders.
But he still freed them. Why?
To beat us. He said it himself. He had a backup plan for everything.
Moira, are you okay? Did he hurt you?
I'm fine, Sean, really.
She smiles up to him, the two embracing.
Wolverine, a moment alone, please. The next time we go into a situation and you have a tactical weakness, you tell me. Understood?
Well, maybe. I don't want everyone knowing about my metal bones, Summers.
I do. When our lives are on the line against a man who can control metal.
All right. You made your point. Now get out of my face, will ya? Before I show you what a tactical weakness my adamantium bones are.
Wolverine leans in, scowling at him, Cyclops giving it right back.
Stop it, both of you. Act like men, not children.
You're right, Storm. Right, let's go see if the Blackbird is recoverable. We just got a new one, and I don't think we can afford to replace it again.
But the plane is indeed salvageable, and once the combined efforts of Colossus and the strongest of Storm's hurricanes manage to put it the right way up, the group repair it and be on their way within the day. Back at home, Storm takes to her attic, caring for her many plants she has neglected far too much lately for her taste. Wolverine taking to the woods to hunt, and Kurt and Peter relaxing with a night on the town. A double date, no less. Sean spends the night on the phone to Moira, still worried that Magneto may return. And Scott? Scott now sits in the office of his professor, the two talking about recent events.
You should have seen it, Professor. He has handed to us before, but not like that. The new team isn't ready for someone like him. Especially with two of the new team members being literally made of metal.
Yes. Yes, I am sorry, Scott. It is my fault. You were right. They weren't ready, and we should have contacted Jean. She may have been able to tip the scales.
Yeah.
Did he say why he simply left?
He said something about winning. That he won the game or something, and to tell you that.
Yes. Yes, he has taken this round. But we will not let it happen again, will we?
No, sir. We won't.
At the far ends of the Earth, on the Arctic plains, Magneto now lowers himself down into the snow.
No base I have had thus far has remained hidden for long. And I am too well known to take residence amongst the humans. I need a new home. One built by my own hands. But this one will be different. Like no home I have ever built before.
Magneto raises his hands out wide, the ground beginning to shake and rumble, as though an earthquake, and then begins to crack around him, almost a mile of earth cracking and beginning to tear away.
Gravity is a curious thing. It can be used to keep things grounded. It can also be manipulated to be non-existent for just a brief moment. And a moment is all that I need.
The strain is evident upon his face. This is like nothing he has ever attempted. Sweat pouring down his brow as he slowly turns his arms upward, clenching his hands into a fist, and then pulls. Pulls as though on a gym weight, as the mile stretch of ground around him slowly starts to rise up. Magneto hovering just above it, as the broken-off piece of earth travels further and further up into the air. Higher and higher it goes, 10,000 feet, 20,000, 30, the pull becoming easier and easier for him as he goes higher, bringing the land to a stop just at the edge of Earth's atmosphere, so as to rest, like a moon upon it. And indeed, the mile stretch of Earth that has been ripped from it like a broken-off piece of cookie is now a moon itself. Magneto having put a magnetic field bubble around himself so as to have a few moments of heat and air as he lowers himself down onto his creation. breathing heavily. He then rises up, looking across it in all directions, with pride.
A new base, away from the jurisdiction and laws of the humans below. An asteroid. My asteroid. And from here, Charles, checkmate.
X-Men Season 1, Episode 7, Checkmate. Starring Daniel Earl as Magneto, Jason Rivers as Charles Xavier, Omri Rose as Cyclops, Rex Anderson as Wolverine and Multiple Man, Tyree P. Side as Storm, Ryan Lawton as Nightcrawler, Stephen Chesterton as Colossus, Mr. John as Banshee, Isabel Wolfe as Moira MacTaggert, and Emmy Gibson as Lalandra. Music by Declan Gilgallon. Written and edited by Calderton, based off the works of Chris Claremont and John Byrne. X-Men All Characters is copyright of Marvel Entertainment. This is a fan production with no affiliation. For more great shows like these, go to rivalcastmedia.com or find us on Facebook or Twitter under Scyther Audio Dramas. Next time, Murder World.